Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Glad you're here. Glad Ulala and Jinga is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Ulala is a great member of our Brain Trust, CEO and Senior Marketing Specialist at Yellowwood Group. She's the author of 37 What Were They Thinking Moments in Marketing. She's our good friend. We're talking about branding, Ulala. And and by the way, folks, check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Ulala, give us your website too, please.
Sure. You can see how I hang out and play at olala.com, O-L-A-L-A-H. And for the more serious stuff, you can go to our company website, which is yellowwoodgroup.com.
Yellowwood. Spell the, all of it out. Yellowwood.
Yeah.
Y-E-L-L-O. Two W's there in the middle.
Two W's.
So check out yellowwoodgroup.com.
Group.com. You know, there's a lot of double letters in there.
I know. Hey, Ulala, we're talking about branding.
Yeah,
and so talk to us some more about and later on this in the visit, I want to talk about the difference between 21st century branding and what we've thought about as classic. But for right now, let's keep going on this helping them develop a brand. What are some other ideas?
So I like to say, keep it super simple. Get out a piece of paper and a pen, and write down the words or the short phrases that you would like people to say is a reflection of your company. So we're going to talk narrowly about business brands, because it is a little bit different when you're talking about a personal brand. But what would you like people to say, whether it's your colleagues, your customers, your friends, your associates? What are those words that you would like to really represent how your company shows up, how your company does business, how it treats its customers, what it stands for? What is the essence of that brand? And then take a look at the list and ask, what are you doing intentionally inside the business right now, on paper, on purpose, to make those words and phrases true for your business? Because if you don't put the time and the energy into doing the exercise and reevaluating it every couple of months, it won't be consistent. And that inconsistency in how the brand is represented is the number one killer for small business.
Now, notice that when Ulala was talking about this, she didn't say one word about a logo or a sign or a color or
don't get me started.
Anything like that. It was all about ideas. It was all about, you know, we use the term branding, right? Well,
right.
That the last part of that word, ding, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
It definitely is.
It's the ding, as I've said many times before, and that goes off in the head of a customer or prospect, and they think about you. And for small businesses, when that ding goes off, they don't think about a sign or a logo or anything else. They think about, how do I feel about that company? They imagine a face, maybe, or a treatment that you gave. Somehow, the way you treated them, and it could be good or it could be bad.
Right.
Right.
I like to say that customers don't buy a product or a service. They buy an outcome or a result. And that outcome and result is tied to the emotions that they're feeling as a result of having this level of engagement with your brand.
Right.
Whether it's something they can hold in their hand, or it's something that they put on, or something that they experience, what they want to talk about, what will be endearing for them is, what did the entire experience feel like? And whether we like it or not, that's what we buy. We buy what we feel.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that is increasingly part of the 21st century brand is relevance, Ulala.
Definitely.
And I'll give you a quick example. I was in a big box company yesterday, and I walked up to the counter, and there was a man leaning up against the counter, an employee leaning up against the counter with his back to me, leaning right up against the counter, and across the way, about 2 feet in front of him, was another man looking toward me, and they were talking to each other about something that was not business-related. I could tell that.
Right.
And they continued to talk, even though I was standing there, obviously wanting to ask a question.
Don't you love that scene?
And the guy looking toward me could see me. He
right.
did not stop saying what he was saying. And finally, when they stopped, he said, "Well, you need something? What you got?"
Wow.
And then after a few seconds, the guy whose back was to me turned around and looked at me and said and proceeded to answer my question.
Wow.
So I proceeded to lay whatever I had down in my hand. I went there because I thought I knew what I needed. I needed something quickly. I knew where it was. I knew they had it. So I popped in there, and I had it in my hand. And when they did that to me, I laid everything I had in my hands on the counter and walked out of the building.
Yeah.
And went to another, and then went online, do a voice search, searched for a small business in the area that I knew. Their phone was hot, meaning when I got the search, their phone was hot. I pushed the button. I made a call. I said, "Do you have this?" I didn't know that if they did. He said, "Yes."
Right.
I said, "I'll be there in a minute." So I got a bad ding from the big box.
Right.
And I got a relevance brand message from the little company.
Right.
Now that's...
That concept of brand goes all the way down to the person who has direct contact with the customer and all the way up to the person that doesn't have direct contact with the customer. I think sometimes as a small business owner, we want to believe that everyone treats all of our customers with the same level of enthusiasm and relevance and immediacy. And the truth is, you set that standard.
Well, and
they have to see it.
And the thing is, all the money the big box company is spending on advertising is down the drain for me because they didn't do what you said. They didn't deliver on that.
They didn't deliver that branded experience for you. That's
right. Stand by. Quick break. 10-2.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.